Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Back here on Sports Talk, and we got a little bit of breaking news. I don't know if you really want to call it that, though, Jeff. It might be a little too extreme, but the Saints have let it be known. Their interview with Darren Rizzi for the head coaching job was completed today.
Yes. Sure was.
They didn't have to do a virtual interview with him, though.
No, it's kind of weird, obviously, because, you know, if you're under contract with another team, you can only do the virtual for the head coach until, you know, next week. But because Darren is on the Saints,
he just had to walk down the hall from his office.
It would have been funny if the NFL rules are rules. You have to do an virtual interview. Get on Zoom.
And he was in his office in the building, still have to do the Zoom call.
Well, that was kind of, you know, like, Wednesdays, we would have a conference call with Sean Payton, and all the reporters were in the building talking to Sean on the other
in
side
his
of
office.
The building.
Yeah.
DA actually got rid of that, or Rizzi got rid of that. I don't know. They stopped doing that this year, which I appreciate it, because it was like, why are we doing this? This is dumb. But no, so Riz, it's going to be interesting to see how this all develops, right? Because I think the team really likes Darren Rizzi. I just don't see how you can, I don't know. It's a tough call to me of like.
And I'd hate to call him a fallback plan, but he is a guy that you know and you trust. But there are a slew of names out there. If you miss out on, he's a good fallback plan.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. You know, and the term I've been using is safety school. I don't want to call him a fallback. It's not fair to him.
Yeah.
It's not fair to him because I think he will be a good head coach. I think he will ultimately land a head coaching opportunity. I just don't know if it's going to be with the Saints this year. I have a hard time.
It's all right. I call Aaron Rodgers Brett Favre all the time. So.
You do. It's like a find and replace in your brain.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, it's the strangest thing. And every now and then you'll say it, and I won't even realize. I'm like, wait, why are we talking about Brett Favre? Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's just mental.
You meant the other guy who played for the Packers and then the Jets. And then the Vikings, which is where Aaron Rodgers, I assume, is going to go play next year because that's the rule. That's the track you take as a Packers quarterback.
Well, then I'll really be messed up, so I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope for you, too, that comes true. But, yeah, so, you know, Riz, it's going to be a scenario that if you end up with Riz, people are going to tear the front office apart because it'll be viewed as,
Same old, same.
Well, not even that. It'll be viewed as you couldn't pull your top targets. That's what whether that's true or not, that'll be the narrative out there that you wanted Aaron Glenn wanted the Jets. You wanted Joe Brady wanted something else. You wanted so-and-so, he wanted, and then he's like, all right, I guess we'll stick with Riz. You know, that's what it's going to come off as. That's the optics that you will have to battle as a team if you land there. That doesn't mean it's the worst possible choice. It just means that you're going to have to, you know, explain to people why you got there. And I don't know, do you want to lie? Do you want to go up there and say, like, no, who wanted Riz? You know, it's kind of like when you draft a player and like 17, you'd be like, guys, guess what? This is the guy we wanted the whole time.
Board, right?
He was number one. Like, no, you would say that about literally anyone you drafted. You're not going to go up and be like, yeah, you were our ninth choice, but you were there, and so you're here now, right? Like,
we sure are happy to have you, though.
Yeah. That's just not – no one says that. So
I did see what was interesting. We know that the New York Jets have interviewed Rizzi for their head coaching vacancy along with – 50 other people. But I saw that the Denver Broncos have let go of their special teams coordinator.
Wow.
I wonder if Sean Payton could come a calling for Rizzy if they decide to not, you know, retain him.
Well, I mean, this is the first step, is the coaching hires, right?
Yeah.
We talked a little about this yesterday, and it's like there's a second step, which is these coaches that leave their current spots, someone has to go fill those vacancies, right? Now, you don't hire Darren Rizzi. Does Darren Rizzi stay with the Saints, or does he say, I've been passed over twice for head coaching jobs, I'm going to go somewhere else?
Right.
Right? And you can't guarantee him a job, just like you can't guarantee Clint Kubiak a job. So whoever you hire comes in and says, I would rather have my own special teams coordinator, then he's out of a job anyway. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if Darren Rizzi goes and coaches the Broncos special teams, because that's obviously a connection there. I also wouldn't be surprised if wherever Aaron Glenn lands, a familiar name in Dennis Allen goes and fills that spot with the Lions. Because I don't know, if I'm Dan Campbell, like, I didn't know a defensive coordinator. He probably knows what we're doing here, you know? Anyway, it's just something to watch. I think who was it the DA interviewed with? Colts. He interviewed for their defensive coordinator opening. So he's going to be on the short list for a lot of these jobs. And it's just a question of what comes open.
I think you mentioned this yesterday. It was kind of funny, the fact with Dennis Allen, though, you know, if you're bringing him as your defensive coordinator, there's not any worry that someone's going to come a call in looking to steal him as their head coach.
Yeah, it's kind of mean, but it's true. Like, no, he's not getting a third head coaching opportunity. And that is the challenge that you face when you're a Dan Campbell and you're a vibes guy. You're not an offensive guy, not a defensive guy. You got to worry about your coordinators getting poached every year. And so I don't think that's the worst idea in the world of like, okay, so we like the defensive scheme we have here, and we have a guy we can bring in who wants to run that same defensive scheme, and I don't have to worry about him getting poached. Maybe that's the key.
The Saints also have an interview lined up tomorrow, I believe, is the report, with Joe Brady, virtual interview. And then the next day, the Bills get a big matchup against the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
You know, that's one I'm interested in, too. You know, right under Aaron Glenn for me would be a Joe Brady on my list. Intrigued on what he can bring to this offense. And then, you know, you mentioned it there, too. There would be no need to have a Clint Kubiak in-house then. Then you're trying to find your next defensive coordinator if you're bringing in a guy like Brady.
Yeah, you're finding a new offensive coordinator, but you're not, you know, tasking him with that kind of, I don't know, would Joe Brady call plays? It's tough to say. Like, some head coaches want to do that. Sometimes they want to do that and it doesn't work out, and you end up, you know, Nick Sirianni
like
and Kellen Moore situation. I don't know. We've never seen him do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's a much more difficult scenario than a lot of people give it credit for. Of like, you're a head coach, you got a lot going on. And then you're calling plays, like that takes a lot of your attention away from the kind of head coach game managing duties that you have to deal with. So I don't know, but one way or another, I like the idea of having an offensive head coach. I think that was a pretty important part of why the Sean Payton scheme situation worked as well as it did, because just that's the way, man. That's how you want to do it.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.